Welcome back, Rare Breeds. All my diehard listeners, hit the like button and be sure to comment. Just make sure you keep it clean. I don't give a damn if it's ABC123. Either way, it works. New watchers, if you like what you see, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. Promise not to disappoint. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to support the channel and get exclusive videos, join my Patreon. And also join my community on locals.com, which is completely free. Links below. Let's get into the video.
All men are the same. I want someone who makes me laugh and likes to go on adventures. I want someone who can make me laugh. The secret to getting to know me is making me laugh.
What they don't mention is you have to be a certain height, you have to be good looking, you have to be in shape, you gotta have a certain swagger about yourself, you gotta be super masculine and alpha. You know what I mean? They don't mention that. You have to have all that before you even get in the door to be able to make her laugh. And then if you got money too, everything you fucking say is funny. But they post this on there to make them seem less shallow, you know what I mean, and superficial. I get it.
So, this is what being cheated on looks like.
Aha.
By your spouse. I was told I was. It didn't exist. He had sex with other people, invited them to our house when I had the kids.
I mean, hey, if he did that, that's fucked up. I mean, if you're going to cheat, at least do it outside of the house. But you picked him. I'm sure there were plenty of sweet guys who would have brought you flowers and stayed faithful to you, but you weren't attracted to them. So this is what come with picking that type of guy that you're attracted to. It's your fault for being attracted to that type of guy. And look, never take people serious or feel sorry for people who cry on camera. She had to get her hair together, point the phone to her, record it, look back at it, upload it. Like, it's a lot of processes you have to go through to upload a video of yourself crying. Plenty opportunities for you to say, you know what, nah, this ain't a good idea. So if she still go through with it and upload it, yeah, don't feel sorry for her.
I'm broken. I hurt so bad. I feel so gross. I'm mortified for my kids. And to anyone who thinks, why are you sharing this? Because I'm alone right now in this state where you don't know anybody. And my mom's on vacation with her boyfriend. I'm alone. I'm heartbroken. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Men get heartbroken all the time. They just got to suck that shit up and get over it. When women feel pain and are going through a hard time, they want the whole world to feel sorry for them. Men don't go through all this because they know the world not going to feel sorry for them. So they just figure out how to deal with it and keep it moving. I wonder how many guys she had like this in their room, feeling like this, the same way. That she didn't like or that she played or laughed at in their face. Nobody cares. Like I said, you love Alpha Chad and he got plenty of bitches. Nothing you do is going to be special because he got a bunch of other bitches who do the exact same shit. There's a guy you just curved online right before you recorded this video who would have treated you great and been a great man and a great leader for you. So keep living your toxic life and getting done dirty by toxic guys because that's who you are. That's what you deserve.
You know how women always preach that narrative that men hate women? Here's some statistics for you. I started this week off at about 17% women following my page. As of today, I'm at 13% of women are following my page out of that 14,000 number that you see on the top of my page. So the more that I speak on men and equal rights for men, less women followers I have.
People like existing in their echo chambers. Not me. I mean, I listen to MGTOW content, but I love to hear other arguments. But every time I hear the arguments from the other side, they're ridiculous and they just don't hold up. But I listen just in case I might be wrong about something. But I rarely am when it comes to these bitches. Have you ever looked at a woman's comment section on any social media site? It's a bunch of women kissing their ass. You look so beautiful. Oh, you look so hot, girl. Oh, you're so strong. You're so this and that. Anything other than that, extreme ass kissing is just a shock to them. It's like a culture shock. They don't give a fuck about men. They ain't trying to hear about a man's plight.
But yet, men hate women. Right.
Like, prime example. A little bit ago, you know, you just go here, go there, and you're like, oh, try to strike up conversation with somebody. I've literally been called a scumbag, a loser, a stalker. Get the fuck away from me. You're ugly. You're fat. You know, one conversation turned into, you know, it's like, well, what can you do for me and what will you buy me? I'm like, it's like, I work my ass off.
Right. Women are pieces of shit. Nobody calls them out for it. Well, they're starting to get called out for it now. But yeah, women are pieces of shit. They're not nice people. They're not good people. People just want to fuck them. They look cute. Well, some of them look cute. So people turn a blind eye to the low life behavior that they partake in.
Offer my money. You know, I'll do what I can, but then it turned into, oh, wow, you just don't make enough for me. Dan, you need to lose more weight. You know, I don't want to be seen with you. I mean, you got to deal with that shit daily, but it's like, you know, it gets sickening when it happens over and over and over.
Try to go after a chick who a 2 or 3 or who an extra, you know, 100 pounds. She might give you the time of day because those are the only women who are going to appreciate the average Joe man, especially in this era. Or you could stay single, go MGTOW. Those are your options.
So tiring.
If your man's having a bad day, send him a picture of your boobs.
You know, she makes a very valid point. For just 2 titties a day, your contribution can help some man avoid depression. If you feel like donating to the cause, my Snapchat is DREW-
Don't nobody want to see them lopsided ass titties. You know, that's probably going to make my day worse. I've seen them a million times. I don't want to see them anymore. If anything, send me a picture of one of your girlfriend's titties. That might cheer me up.
CIFERS. With your contribution, you will be changing the life of a young Irishman forever. He will be enthusiastic to go back to school, even though he has a master's degree. He will be enthusiastic about waking up every morning and sending you a good morning text message, checking in with you midday, perhaps even sending you lunch, and definitely telling you goodnight. So remember, for just a small contribution, or medium size, or larger ones, preferably C or D cup, your titties can make the difference that this world needs. So please, snap now.
Mm-mm, that's not what we gonna do. No, as a 5'9", I disapprove of that. I'm not trying to have a man be 5'9", lying about their height, talking about 6 foot.
So, are we just gonna ignore the fact that makeup, push-ups, waist trainers completely alter the way that y'all women look? When in reality, my boy is just going to go from this to this. Like, do I look different? No. All I did was get on my toes. Shut up. Let my man live. You can argue that you would do all those.
No, own it, man. If you short, own that shit. Find other things to be confident about. It's really the confidence, man. If you confident, well-dressed, smell good, man, you can pull a bitch. Even a bitch who try to reject you at first, like, oh, no, you short. Make a joke about that shit and keep pushing forward. You could probably bag that bitch.
Those things for yourself, right? For confidence reasons. You don't wear makeup for other people's. Let my boy look a little taller for confidence reasons. Fuck. Shut up. Let people live. Oh, I can't stand people. As a 5'9", that's not what we're going to do. Why not? Why can't we do that? Just don't talk to him. You a 5.9 in physical attractiveness with the way you act. God.
No, we can't be pathetic as women. Having to put on a facade all the time. And trying to deceive the people, deceive the public, to feel better about ourselves.
It's 12:04 right now, and so at 12:14, we're going to come back. Did I get any matches?
Wow.
Hopefully, we get some responses and some matches. I'm going to refresh this. It's 12:06 right now.
Still no matches.
No messages, no matches. Okay. Wow. Wow, guys, it's a hard knock life for you. We don't have any matches at this moment. All right, messages. Looking to strike up a when you match with others, you can send them messages under matches. Oh, that fucking sucks. I didn't think this was gonna take so long, but now I understand what all of you guys were talking about, of how it's so much easier as a girl.
Yeah, they don't have a clue. And if the average woman had to be a man for a week, she'd kill her fucking self.